Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my
hands up in the air. Josh, the World Cup is currently on. Started last night, Russia versus Saudi Arabia, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Russia won 5-0.
5-0, yeah.
That's a very high-scoring game.
Socceroos playing tomorrow night, 8 p.m. So yep. There you go. That is very, very exciting. Good timing for us too, time zone-wise.
Exactly. You can settle down, have a couple of beers, maybe go to the pub. Really get into the Socceroos. With the opening of the World Cup, though, they decided to get a big name to come and like do a bit of performance to get everyone riled up in the stadiums, everyone watching at home, and they picked Robbie Williams. Who is a great performer.
Yeah. Did you just say Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
You do know his name's Robbie Williams.
I'm aware. I'm looking at it right now. It says Robbie Williams.
Make sure that you definitely know who you're talking about. This isn't some knockoff version of Robbie Williams.
Well, honestly, so he's...
Robert Williams.
Robert Williams.
Good. Okay, no, good.
He is a great performer. He's got a great, like, a fantastic cavalcade of songs. And also, when he was in Australia, like, late last year, everyone that I knew that went to his shows said that it was actually an incredible show.
Oh, the man's a showman, and yeah. He has one simple request in life, and mm-hmm. that is for us to let him entertain us.
Exactly.
And, that's something I'm happy to do.
He's a giver. He absolutely is a man of the people because he's saying, you take it easy, you sit back, let me entertain you.
He doesn't want to rock DJ. He wants to do his music himself. He
exactly.
wants to get up there, and no DJ required.
Exactly.
I'm going to sing some tunes.
Yeah. And then that other song about angels, I don't remember what it's called. he was at the World Cup and he pulled off, and this was something that only Australians will understand, a Meatloaf-esque performance.
Oh, okay. No, look, I've seen the video. Mm. There's no reason to compare it to the Meatloaf performance. Mm. It's bad, but there's no reason to compare it to that.
Yeah. Well, it's not good. Like you said, it's bad.
I think when stadiums are set up for sport, doing a musical performance is a risk because it's not acoustically set up for music because they're really, the whole ground's open so they can play sport.
Yep.
I think you're taking a risk as a performer.
You really are. And the risk did not pay off. He was going, let me hear you wherever, let me hear you, Russia.
Mm.
Silence.
Yeah.
Right. Well, not silence, but like no one was like, woo, we love you, Robbie.
In fairness to Robbie, they panned around and the stadium's empty because it's like far away from the game starting. So the crowd wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't able to entertain the way he normally would.
Credit to your boy, Robbie, because when it comes down to that moment where you're going, this is going bad and I'm not singing great and the crowd's not getting into it, what do you do? Because as I would panic. I would just go, oh my God. And then it would freak me out even more. And I'd start seeing worse and worse and I'd fall over and it'd be catastrophe.
Yeah.
What Robbie Williams has decided to do, which I don't know if is the right thing to do, but it's what he's decided to do, is go up to the camera and flip the camera directly off.
Oh, wow.
So he's gone, you're not getting into me? How about some of that?
Oh, wow. Good on Robbie.
And just for whatever reason, they don't cut away from him. He comes up close. Maybe they think he's going to do like a bit of a hold the camera and like sing into it, flips him off, and then he walks off and they follow him walk off because they're like, this something else is going to go down. And it doesn't. He keeps singing. He keeps singing Rock DJ. He keeps getting into it.
But they've
just seen him flip them off because I don't think he's like, I know this is going poorly. I don't care.
Good on him. And you know that this is the truly unique thing about being a musical performer because you can just do stuff like that and they'll go, oh, it's part of the act.
Yeah.
He was just giving us a bit of attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if Meryl Streep came out at the Oscars and was presenting and then just flipped the camera off, people would be like, Meryl Streep's lost her mind.
Exactly.
What's going? But if you're like a rock star, you can do that stuff and people go, oh, he's so charismatic. What's going on there?
Yeah, exactly. It's like when rock stars like smash their guitars.
Ooh,
like you said, if Meryl Streep got up on stage to do an acceptance speech and just grabbed the microphone and smashed it. People go, what's wrong?
Meryl's had a snap.
Meryl, calm down.
Well, Jack Nicholson. Well, he's now smashing one of the giant Oscar statues.
Yeah, exactly. He's broken his Oscar in half.
It would be troubling.
Yeah, exactly.
But a rock star does it. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, he's on the very low end of a rock star. He's a pop star, surely.
Have you seen him work a stadium full of people?
Yeah, but he's a pop star. Are we not saying that?
He's a rock star.
Using
the term in like a PlayStation rock band kind of way.
Yeah.
They're just using the term.
He's
there,
not Metallica.
Okay?
Yeah. Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Josh, you and I were down at Commonwealth Motors giving out high fives yesterday. And when we arrived there, we were greeted with an absolute surprise of a pie warmer and pies and pasties in said pie warmer.
Yes, it was fantastic. And it obviously, it was freezing cold yesterday, so yeah, having a nice warm pie or pasty was a great addition to yesterday's high five-a-thon.
Exactly. And the second I got down there, Kira Lee, who's with the Hit Squad, said, "Hey, do you want a pie?" And I was like, "Yes, yes, yes, a million times yes." And
so the sky blue.
Yeah, I sat down, ate my pie. You said, "No, I'm good." And I was like, "That's weird, because I know you hadn't had lunch. That's strange." About 20 minutes later, you got out a pasty. You didn't want a pie. You started to have a pasty. I didn't really pay any attention because it was just a guy eating a pasty. It's not that interesting. Then I realized that you're doing something weird. You were eating the pastry around it. You weren't eating the inside of a pasty, which is the best bit. And so you were sitting there eating the pastry, and I'm like, "Well, that's odd." And so I came up and asked you, and you said,
"It's really hot." The part of the inside of the pasty that was the veggie part had all like sort of clumped together, as it sometimes does when you have pasties. And it was like thermonuclear hot. Like it was super hot.
Yeah. And so I was like, "Cool, all right, that means he's probably going to eat the top half of the pasty, let all the veggies and stuff, the good stuff, air out, maybe put some tomato sauce on it to cool it down, and then eat the veggies." That's not what happened. Where did the veggies go? Did you throw them out?
I went back into the bag.
And where did the bag go?
Into the bin.
So you're saying, well, the pasty vegetables were far too hot, Goldilocks style. I say no, because I've known you for 7 years and I've lived with you for 3 and we nearly eat dinner every single night together. I think this is absolutely because you don't want to have vegetables. Because I have often see you, when you get a burger, take out the lettuce, tomato, onion, pretty much anything that's green, anything that has colour to it, other than cheese. You never eat salads. When we go out and get a schnitty, which you love because it's a big chicken nugget, it comes with a mandatory side of salad, and you go, no. I end up usually eating the salad because I like salad.
Yeah.
I think this is less to do with a hot pasty feeling and more to do with the fact that you refuse to eat vegetables.
Well, look,
I hope you didn't give yourself dessert is all I'm saying, because you didn't eat your veggies and there should be no dessert to follow it.
You know what? The thing here is, as much as this is something that I am happy to say you are wrong about, I really can't, because you're right.
I think you think I'm wrong.
You've nailed it. No. I just wanted the delicious pastry.
Yeah.
The point is, though, if you had felt the veggie patty that was inside the pastry, you would have agreed with me initially. It did cool down, and then I had to accept within myself that I'm now just not eating it out of choice. And look, this could obviously be probably linked to some of my health concerns at the moment, I would think.
I think it's linked to pretty much all of them, to be honest. I reckon 90% of your health issues are linked to the fact that you refuse to eat veggies but love pastry.
Is it bad? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10, okay, 10 being I'll be dead by the time I'm 35 and 0 being healthy until I'm 95.
Yep.
How bad is it on a scale of 1 to 10 that I can't remember the last time I had vegetables?
Yeah, I don't think. Would you say 34?
Yeah.
Let's hope, bud. Let's hope. I'm saying if you make the 30, that'll be a miracle.
I'm already 27.
I know. How old you are, mate?
No. Yeah.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
But Ned, right now we are talking on 131060 about things that strangers have done for you that have just ticked a box for you. You've gone, "You know what? That is the nicest thing." We're sort of a bit of random acts of kindness type thing going on.
Yeah, exactly. A guy named Kev was on a flight from Sydney to London. A baby was just hysterically crying. A mother was trying to corral her 2 kids. And Kev just went, "Hand me a baby," nursed it, it stopped crying.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that lady, and he's just nursed a baby.
Yeah. So he's basically taken one of this mum's, like, she's hot potatoing all of her kids.
Yeah.
He's taken
spinning
one.
Plates.
Yeah, spinning plates, gone, "No, what? I'll take one of the plates." Here we go. And the baby's gone, "Oh, yeah.
He's absolutely nailed
I'm
it.
I'm carrying on a little bit. I'll calm down now. Thank you, Kev."
Exactly.
We've got Rena on the line right now from Downing. How are you going this morning, Rena?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Now, I'd love to hear from you right now, though. What's something nice that a stranger's done for you recently?
Yeah, so last night I was waiting in Canberra for the Combank app to come back online so I could transfer some money back into my card account. I'm kind of not spending at the moment.
Yeah.
And stopped in at the Bateman service station to pop some petrol into my car and went to go pay for it, and then my card kept declining and I couldn't transfer any money. So this random guy in the line asked me, oh, how much was it? And it was only $20. And he said, well, do you want me to pop it through on my card? And I said, no, I can't ask you to do that. But he did, and yeah, didn't want any thanks or didn't want any, like, didn't want me to drop any money to him or anything like that. And yeah, just went on his way. And yeah, I knew
it. That's so nice. Absolutely fantastic, yeah. Rena. That is exactly what I was hoping to hear this morning. Stories like that.
What a smooth operator if you said, Rena, like, oh, I can't ask you to do that. And he was like, you didn't ask, I offered.
Yeah,
like,
we
Jesus.
Okay, all right.
All righty.
He's a very silver-tongued fox. No, look, Rena, that's so nice. And honestly, like, the not wanting anything in return, that's great. That's fantastic. I would say pay it forward, but don't run off into the night. No. You've done well there.
Exactly. Yeah, you've done something, clearly done something good before, because karma has absolutely paid you back.
Exactly. Yeah. Do not worry about paying for anyone else's fuel.
Just go about your day, Rena.
Thank you very much for the call. Eva's on the line from Bruce. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks, gents. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, thanks, Eva. Now, do you have an amazing story of someone doing something very nice for you?
I do. I really do. Yeah. It was a few years ago in Sydney, and I was going for a run, and I was a fair distance from home, and I went over my ankle pretty badly.
Oh.
And yeah, and I'm sitting on the side of the road, no phone, no money, in tears, thinking, how the hell am I going to get back? And a woman with a couple of kids in her car had seen me go over. It was pretty busy traffic, but she managed to pull over on the side of the road to see if I was all right. And then she actually ended up calling her doctor, making an appointment for me and driving me to her doctor, where I was able to get my ankle, you know, dealt with, and my husband was able to come and pick me up.
That is incredible. Yeah, that is amazing. That is above and beyond.
That actually is.
And yeah, it was really good.
My own mother doesn't even make my doctor's appointments for me anymore. And I'm like, Mom, I literally think my body is giving way. She's like, oh, well, I don't know.
Go see someone.
Have a soother.
That's amazing.
That is incredible, Eva.
These are the stories we were hoping for, things that might just make, you know, there are still good people out there.
Yeah.
Shakira's on the line from Greenway now. Do you have a story of someone being just great to you?
I absolutely do, guys. So I was in America last year with my dad, and I was in New York getting ready to go on my Top Deck tour, and we had to meet at some hotel. So I get on the subway, and we obviously caught the wrong one, totally lost, stressing out. We're in a city with millions of people. I have no idea where I am, and we're just, like, almost hyperventilating on the train. And then this beautiful lady who could see me freaking out from the other side came up, and she's like, where do you need to go? And she directed me to where I need to go, told me which subway to catch, and she actually came with me to make sure.
Oh, that's so nice.
That is incredible.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, she was like 2 hours late to work because her work was on the other end of where, like, other end of the city of where I go. But she walked me to the hotel and everything. It was just the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me.
I tell you what, as nice as that is for you, Shakira, there's a very good chance that person went, you know what, my calling is being a tour guide. And they changed career goals, and now you actually helped someone find what they were meant to be doing
in life.
Exactly,
it was a two-way street. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what we were looking for this morning, Canberra, some nice stories. You know what, I think we're going to do that again because
that was really nice.
Made me really happy. Yeah. So, people keep doing nice things for people out there, and maybe you could end up being thanked on the radio.
Exactly.
Who knows?
It's like, I'm not going to do anything nice, but through osmosis of hearing these stories, I'm like, I'm a better person
now. I feel like
now.
We're all better people for having heard those stories.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer, mej.com.au.
You know what? Mm. We have the very, very, very distinct privilege this morning of being able to catch up with former Hit 104.7 breakfast host Tanya Hennessy ahead of her coming to Canberra tomorrow for her book signing. Her book, it is absolutely awesome. It's called Am I Doing This Right? Life Lessons from the Encyclopedia Britannia.
Yep.
You can check it out tomorrow at Canberra Centre at Robinson's Bookstore.
Yep, that's right. Robinson's Bookstore from 11 till noon.
There we go. And she is joining us on the line right now. Tanya, how's it going? Are you there?
Oh my God, boys, I'm back in the Berra and Queanbeyan and surrounding areas.
Yes.
Do not forget about the newly minted Yas.
Yeah.
With Queer Eye for the Straight Guy being there.
Yeah.
Tanya.
Yes, I do know that killed me.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah. It was pandemonium here. No one could believe anything.
No,
that was going
we didn't understand. We thought people were lying, and then we saw photos of them in Civic, and we were like, "Oh my God, they actually are
happening!" Yeah,
it was incredible. Now, look, you
they went to Canberra as well.
That's yeah.
Specific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were already, yeah, they were based here, and then they did a bunch of stuff in Yass.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's incredible. It really was pandemonium here for a while.
Now, Tan, you are coming back to Canberra to do a bit of a signing for your brand new book, Am I Doing This Right? Life Lessons from the Encyclopedia Britannia. Are you excited to check out some Canberra things you've been missing since you've been gone?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, so excited to come back to Canberra. Although, my favourite place for breakfast, I just found out, is at A Baker, which is in New Acton. I'm just so devastated. I tell you, I've been, like, out of Canberra for, like, 8 months. No one does breakfast and all food like Canberra. Like, I've come to expect a different standard now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so funny. Ned and I are both big fans of Cafe Enjoy in Gold Creek. Yep. And I took my parents there over the weekend. They're like, how long's this been going on? Why don't they make food like this in other places?
There's the national everything in Canberra. Why is there not the national breakfast?
Yeah, it is. It's a Cafe Enjoy.
You know, when you meet someone from, you know, around, and they go, you know, they say, oh, you're in Canberra. And the second thing they always say is, how good's the food there?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? You don't even mention the Belk on an owl? Mm. But yeah, okay. Yeah,
no, the food. The food is definitely what I mention to people all
the
time.
I mean, the owl's funny.
The owl is great.
Don't worry. Yeah, the owl's good. Wrong.
Tanya.
Hey, do you guys reckon, P.S., do you reckon people have tuned in this morning and gone, what year is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's happening? Yeah. It's like a fever dream.
Ryan sounds really different, and there are two of him for some reason. Well, this is exactly right. So Canberra features heavily in this book, which I'm very, very excited about. Question I have for you is, because it's sort of done in the way of an encyclopedia, how hard was this for you to write? How hard is it to write a book for those of us who have never even attempted it?
I love the way you're, like, low-key asking.
Yeah.
How hard is this? Because it's something I'm thinking about.
I definitely don't have the
way to ask.
Yeah, I do not have the skill level to write a book.
what publishers have very low standards?
Yeah, exactly. Well, mine. So I wrote a lot of it, to be honest, in Canberra
or
at Canberra Airport, because I wrote it all last year. I wrote it at Hit 104.7 when I was probably supposed to be in a meeting or listening to something that we were supposed to be doing on the show. it's really hard, actually, because you overthink everything. You're like, is this good? Is this funny? I don't even know. And then, you know, it goes through like 500 editors. It's a really long process. And I don't like to think of myself as a writer. I'm just like, I'm a funny, weird girl. You know, like, it's a strange process. But I reckon if I can write a book, literally anyone listening, you can write a book.
No, I think you're being far too modest. Yeah. I definitely don't think anyone in this studio currently could write a book.
I can barely write notes.
The funniest part about that story is if either one of us started writing heaps in meetings, people would be like, what are they up to?
They're planning something.
This is far more professional than they're normally being.
I reckon, I tell you what, my best writing, I reckon, is in chapter E, because you said it is an encyclopedia. Like,
yes.
A is for adulting, B is for bodies, C is for career, and E is for exercise, and it's just a blank chapter.
I can relate. Now, people can come down to the Canberra Centre and see you for these book signings. You've been doing a bunch of them around the country. How is it going?
Guys, it's so weird. It's so weird meeting people that, like, know who I am in, like, Perth and other places, because, you know, like, I lived in Canberra for 2 years and now I live in Sydney and you know, you're in Perth and people are like, hey. And I'm like, how do you know me? And they're like, on the internet. But, you know, like, I filmed all my videos in my Crace room, you know, and that video now has 300 million views. I'm going to LA on Sunday, to I'm going to Facebook. Facebook LA are flying me to LA.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I think I'm one of the top creators in Australia. And I'm like, all my videos were just filmed in Canberra, you know, bored in the afternoon after doing the show that you guys currently do.
Mm.
Like, it's really, really blowing my mind, and it just genuinely makes me think.
Yeah. I can't believe that.
If you have a dream, just go for it.
I couldn't imagine what it'd be like having Facebook message you to tell you that they're going to send you somewhere. Like, because the most I get from Facebook is, we've changed the privacy policy.
Yeah. I'd
be
agree,
like,
to this.
I'm like, wow, Facebook are talking to me. You're like, actually.
Well, no. For ages, I thought it was a scam, so I didn't
sure you want to meet me, all right.
Well, Tanya.
Someone had to call me that. Like, hey, Tanya, we are wondering why you didn't reply to our 8 emails.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, sorry, I thought it was a scam. I have low self-confidence.
Oh, my God. Well, this is so, so exciting. Congratulations on the book. We could talk for ages, but
I know, I love you, boys. I love you.
We should absolutely do some kind of a chat that goes for longer than
Sure.
But, you know, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm sure the people around Canberra are stoked to hear you back on a weekday morning. Of course, they can check you out each and every weekend with Weekend Breakfast, absolutely smashing it right around the country. But Tanya, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and hopefully people will be coming down to see you tomorrow in droves.
I would love to see people from Canberra. For me, Canberra's the most important place. I really want to look people in the eye and be like, thank you so bloody much. I'm so, so grateful for your support, Canberra. Like, if you can come down, I just want to open mouth kiss all of you. Oh, God.
Yeah. You'll get very sick.
A lot of us are very sick
at the moment.
I said it, I went, oh, God.
There's a lot of cough and flu stuff going around at the moment. Be very careful. Tan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. I love you so much. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And Ned?
Yep.
Yesterday we were out in the cold handing out high fives. We're going to be out there again today and it's even colder. The weekend, for the first time all winter, we are looking at max temperatures in the single digits. So tomorrow expecting a top of 9, Sunday looking at a top of 7 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got some stuff to talk about when it comes to being cold. We get all of that. But the community service announcement portion of this that I did say is happening now. Please, everybody, stop talking about how cold it is when you see people. Because it does not help. We were out in the cold for an hour yesterday and everyone was like, oh, geez, it's cold. I'm like, yes, I'm out in it as well. I understand what I'm feeling is the sensation of being very cold.
It is. It's just like, I guess it's breaking the ice, but it's just stating the obvious. It's like, oh, can you... It's like saying, like, it's essentially talking about the weather to start a conversation. It's like if it's sunny, going, like, oh, nice day. Yep.
Even
sure is.
Even throw in some comedy if you're wanting to break the ice. Go, geez, scorcher today, isn't it? Yeah. Like, even just
change it up
a little bit. Just stop saying how cold it is when it's cold.
You could even say, in this weather, I might as well break the ice.
Less of that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, we reached the absolute pinnacle of the joke hill when you said, oh, scorcher today. Sorry, I didn't realize we absolutely maxed it.
You dog. How quickly you turned on my joke that you liked originally.
I don't. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying my joke is equally as good.
Disloyal. Disgraceful.
It was trash.
There's apparently reports of snow in certain parts of the ACT over the weekend. Threadbow's looking at some good snow this weekend too, so it's going to be great. But I am very excited to go for a little bit of a drive and try and find some snow on certain parts of the ACT landscape.
Okay, so this is your campaign to get people to stop saying, ooh, cold outside, isn't it? Will you allow it if it's snowing?
If it is snowing, if you can visibly see white covering of snow where you're standing, yes. That is the only time is it acceptable to go, geez, it's cold.
Yeah. It's snowing.
I will allow that. Anything other than that, stop drawing attention to the incredibly obvious.
God, I hope it snows this weekend. I would love it to snow. Partly because then people could come up to you and say something that I know you hate, but then also because it's snowing.
The funniest thing about this is I also want to see snow, and what I've realized now is this is essentially poking the bear. The only thing people are going to say to me for the rest of winter is about how cold it is.
And I'm looking forward to this.
I'm not going to be able to have conversations with people anymore. They're just going to be coming and going, geez, bit cold, isn't it, mate? We'll be like, yeah!
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And Ned, we are right now about to catch up with my nan. She is on the line. Confirmation of after a month of just dodging our calls.
Yeah, we've spoken to her husband, Leap and Lionel. He's had to fill in. Where has she been?
I don't know. And honestly, we've got a lot to talk about this week, so I don't know how much time we can spend on where she's been. She catches up with us for her unique take on the week that's been in pop culture. She's 82 years old. Her name's Robin. And this week, I already think I know the answer to one of the things I want to ask her about. My dad and Pop are fanatical AFL supporters.
Yeah.
They basically don't hear of any other sport.
No.
So it's
a waste of time.
Very interested to see how they feel about the World Cup being on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fanatical AFL supporters, what their view will be.
Yep.
Her name's Robin. She's 82 years old, and we catch up with her in a segment called... Well, hello, Nan.
Oh, hi, Hi, darling. How are you?
Good, thank you. Finally answering the phone after a month of exile.
Oh, well, I just thought if you missed me for a while, you'd ring me again.
Yeah, no, look, we try to call you every week and you don't answer. So don't play this hard to get thing because we literally try every week and you don't answer your phone.
Where was I last Thursday?
I don't. Look,
no one knows.
Obviously something you're prioritising over us, and that hurts our feelings, Nan.
I'm just sitting on the balcony overlooking the ocean.
Oh, wonderful.
Great.
Wonderful.
So you're going to be at peace, a little bit of serenity in this Rockin' Robin.
Paint the picture for everyone.
It's a most magnificent view. Mm. You can see all of the ocean, Motorvale Beach.
Yeah,
yes,
beautiful.
Lovely.
What does the Mediterranean Ocean look like? Is the Mediterranean Sea? Is that?
You don't make fun of my Nan.
I will.
It's the Pacific. Ocean.
No, Nan, do not even engage in his tomfoolery. I don't want you to.
Robin subscribes to the flat earth theory.
No, enough. Enough of you making fun of my Nan. Let's continue on with this. Nan, the World Cup is on. How do you feel about soccer?
I better be careful, hadn't I?
No, be honest.
Go.
Oh, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's like watching two flies walk up the wall.
Oh, wow. Okay, not a fan. So you think that there's not enough scoring? Because you could end a game nil all and that can still be a great game, Robin. You say you don't care for that?
Oh, well, no, I don't, to be quite honest. I mean, the World Cup's better because they're very talented, of course.
Oh, and the funniest thing is, and I think you could even say this now, you get into it when Australia are playing. Like, it's still exciting to see Australia play.
Oh, yes. I mean, God, if Australia's in it, yeah, you probably would watch it.
Yeah, well, we are. We're in it. We're in it. First game tomorrow night, 8 p.m., so there you go.
Oh, okay.
Is that a bit late for you, Robin, 8?
No, but the Aussie rules will be on as well.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and you do love those boys.
Once in every 4 years or every weekend during winter. Who knows? What are you going to do?
Well, you hang out waiting for it when summer comes, so I suppose you've got to watch the
Got to get your fill during winter.
You've got to. You're pressing TiVo for the whole series just to get a good look at them.
Should I ask Pop what he thinks?
No, I don't. I think I already know what Pop would think about the soccer.
He wants to know what you think about the soccer.
It'll be riveting.
Not big fans of the soccer. The leap in Lionel
in the
and the Robin
household.
Robin. Yeah. Nan, we've got one
that
more.
That's a good word. I like that. Riveting.
Yeah, riveting. It was good.
Yeah. I like
Pulled
that
the thesaurus out for that one. I like it.
Yep.
Nan, we need to know. We've got one more thing to ask you. Mum has started to use a bit of internet speak on Facebook. It's OMFG. Now, do you know what OMFG stands for?
Oh, it could mean anything, couldn't it? Oh, my.
Something that starts an F that would, like, exclaim, like, it's more intense than oh, my
oh
God.
Oh, my. Oh, my. No, I'm not going to swear, sweetie. not on radio. Did you expect me to say that word?
Oh, I don't know, Nan.
We were ready.
I've heard you sing Living Next Door to Alice, so maybe I was thinking it might come out. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
There you go. OMG, perfect.
Don't you dare talk about that, Living Next Door to Alice.
Yeah, no.
I've already heard the story, Robin, so don't worry about that.
Oh, well, I probably had a few sherbets that night.
Nan, thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning.
Pleasure, I'm sure, boys.
You enjoy the view and enjoy not watching the football over the weekend.
No, I'll watch it. Pop said it's riveting.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Thanks, Nan.
Okay, darling.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And it's also time for this.
It's Ned and Josh's job game.
Let's end the show the same way we do each and every week by trying to guess what people on the phone do for a living.
Yep, that's it. You're probably thinking, oh, that's super easy. Just ask them, what does your job start and end in? That's not what we're doing here. You have to ask very vague questions. We ask a question each. Whoever guesses it becomes the champion, and that champion carries over until the next person guesses correctly. I'm currently the champion.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What an achievement.
Thank you very much. Amazing. What an achievement. I call my parents every week and go, guess what, Mum and Dad? I've still got it. Josh
Jack
hasn't guessed.
Jack is on the line right now from Barton. How are you going, Jack?
Yeah, good, guys. Yourself?
Great, Jack. Thanks, mate. Now, are you ready to play the job game for a Friday?
I'm ready for anything.
Okay, fantastic.
Everything and anything, Jack.
Jack, the first question is going to Ned.
Okay, Jack, who is your favourite celebrity with the first name Jack?
That's a really good question.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
I don't know many I don't know many celebrities with the name Jack.
You have Jack Nicholson. You have. No, that's literally all I can think of.
Yeah, I like Nicholson. We'll say Jack Nicholson.
Yes. There we go. Okay. Good.
Okay. Jeez.
Take your time,
Jack. Do you have to supply your own uniform at your job?
No, it's given to me.
Like every job, Jack? Like pretty much every single job out there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who gave you that Kanye West t-shirt you're wearing right now,
Ned? This isn't my uniform, and I bought it.
Absolute tool.
I don't have to wear a Kanye West shirt to work. So
that's my point. Jack might provide his own clothing. I don't have to wear a uniform.
You said uniform.
I'll kick you out of the studio if you keep this up. Jack, are you a barista?
Sorry, I'm not a barista.
Oh, Jack.
Jack, what do you do?
So, I'm a personal trainer.
Oh.
PT, Jack, great stuff. Are you in Fantastic Nick, Jack?
Hopefully some days.
Great. Yeah, that's good, mate.
Yeah.
Being modest, I like that too.
You could probably give Josh a couple of lessons.
Well, look, the reason I was never going to guess personal trainer is I haven't met one in years at this stage.
It's like a wizard to Josh. Yeah, he doesn't think they exist.
Jack, thank you very much for the call. Joe is on the line right now. Are you ready to play the job game?
I'm ready to play, mate.
All right, here we go. First question to you, Ned.
Joe, got much on for the weekend?
Yes and no.
Cool.
not really.
Don't answer anything else, Jack. That's the Joe, that's the only answer I need from you.
Joe, do you drive around a lot for your job?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a very hesitant yeah.
Joe, are you a carpenter?
No.
Oh, Joe.
Joe, what?
I make stuff straight and plumb, mate. I'm a tiler.
Oh, so you're close with trade.
Yeah, damn it.
But it is a no from
I
Joe.
I got a tradie vibe from you, Joe. Yeah. Just the wrong trade, mate. Well, thank you very much for giving us a call. You have a fantastic weekend. Yeah, well, good on you. You're still the champion.
So no from Joe. And for that, you must go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, do you want to keep doing the show?
No, well,
we actually do have to call it.
Well, let's call it. That's the end of this morning's show. Oh, I'm so mad at you right now.
I know.
You know what? We are going to be down at Gerald Slaven in Belconnen at some point between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Come say hey.
Get yourself a high five. Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Did forget about the old...
We'll be down there high-fiving.
We will. Enjoy your weekend, Canberra. Stay safe over the weekend. We'll speak to you Monday morning from 6 a.m. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.